We're doing the Baal Shem Tov on Parshas Chukas. The pasuk says, "Daber Bnei Yisrael veikhu ilecha parah aduma temima." God told Moshe and Aaron, "Speak to the Jewish people. Tell them that they should take to you a red cow, which is whole in its redness." Noda ma she'amar Baal Shem Tov zal she'shalu al inyan parah aduma echani u'muza lavo mize la'avodat Hashem yitbarach tamid. It's well known what the Baal Shem Tov said. He was asked regarding the Parah Aduma, where in the story of the Parah Aduma do we find that it brings to constant service of Hashem? Kmo shelmed Baal Shem Tov zalha shekol haMitzvot hem nitzchiyot baSechel. Baal Shem Tov taught that all mitzvot are eternal in one's sechel, in one's mind. Av shebefoal hem bezman uvmaaseh, even though in action, we find that certain mitzvot are contingent on time and on circumstances which can change, like the Parah Aduma, which now that we don't have a temple, it would seem like it's inapplicable. So the Baal Shem Tov was asked, what application do we have of the Parah Aduma today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a temple? Mikol makom basechel hem tamid nitzchim. The Baal Shem Tov taught that mitzvot are eternal when it comes to one's mind. Ki haTorah hu elohuto velohuto nitzchiyut. Because the Torah represents godliness, and godliness is eternal. כמו שאומרים כל תלמידי הבש בשמו, שכל התורה צריכה להימצא תמיד בכל זמן בדרך חוכמה ושכל. Like the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov say in his name, that the whole Torah must always, we always have to find how it's applicable in the wisdom and the sechel, even of present day. שיש ללמוד מכל מצווה רמיזתה, because the way to do this is by learning within each mitzvah what it is alluding to. The shalu, so they asked the Baal Shem Tov, going with this principle that every mitzvah has an application within one sechel at least, and at all times, so they asked him about the Parah Aduma, shafiru bizman bet hamikdash lo nage lalitim chokot, that even in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was erect, Parah Aduma was done once in many, many years. So what's its application in the day-to-day? Kedita mishnah masechet parah, like the Mishnah in Parah enumerates who made Parah Adumas, and the Mishnah enumerates that in all history that it was done 9 times. One time for the whole first temple, and another 7, another 8 in the period of the second temple. And beyond this, it also makes the impure pure and the pure impure. וישיבה בעל שם טוב זלה שזהו עניין הגבהות. And the Baal Shem Tov responded that this refers to the aspect of elevation. שמתחילה אם האדם מתנהג בדרך לא טוב והוא רחוק מהשם יתברך. Because if initially a person behaves in a fashion that is not right, that is not good, and he is distant from Hashem, blessed be he, התחלת תיקונו הוא מצד הגבהות. The first thing a person has to fix is his haughtiness, his feeling elevated. Vishelo lishma, and even not for the proper sake. Kmo lihit pa'arut, o bishvil sheizkeh l'olam haba, shezehu gam ken gavhut nista. When a person performs, sometimes he feels like I'm performing, so why do I have to fix this aspect of haughtiness? So the Baal Shem Tov said that sometimes, even in the performance of mitzvot, there's an aspect of haughtiness, that a person does it for the sake of glory or for the sake of the world to come. Shezehu gam ken gavhut nistah. This is also a more subtle form of haughtiness. Shechoshev sheraui sheishalem l'Hashem yitbarach shechar ma'asav. That a person feels like, I am worthy, I deserve payback for what I've done. So that's also a form of haughtiness, even though it's a different form. A person is performing, he's performing the mitzvot, but nonetheless he's performing the mitzvot with an impurity in his soul. B'choshevet atzmo she'oseh ze davar leman no yitbarach shmo. A person thinks, God, I'm doing you a favor. Look at what I'm doing for you. U'v'emet mitzideinu bilti koach habore ma'anu. And in truth, if it's just a question of us without the strength that the Creator gives us, what are we? V'herk yitachen nekabel sachar. How could it be that we really should get any pay for what we're doing? Rak shemitchila yi efshar lavo lezeh. Only that initially, when a person starts his service of God, when a person starts doing the mitzvot, it's not possible for him to attain this level. Bechas v'shalom yishaer b'chitzoniyuto v'chitzoniyut v'hutar lo le'echoz b'gavut v'atifarot v'yaseh shelo lishma. On the one hand, one isn't supposed to remain external. One isn't supposed to remain on this level. But on the other hand, the person can't begin on the elevated level that he's doing things lishma. So it was permitted for him to do things not in a fashion that's not 100% pure, in a fashion that's lo lishma, so that he at least begins. Umitoch shelo lishma yavo lishma. And from doing things with an improper intent, he'll ultimately come to a state where he'll do them with the proper intent. אבל בלשמה צריך להיות צח ונקי מכל סוג גבות. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah for the real purpose, for the service of Hashem, then a person has to really be clean of any form of haughtiness. כי מתערב בו גבות חס וחלילה תפסול לעבודה. Because if mixed in with his service of God is some internal haughtiness, then really his actions, his service of Hashem, is disqualified. נמצא גבות מתארת התמאים החוקים מהשם יתברך. Turns out that haughtiness really causes those that are distant from Hashem to become pure. A person will sometimes feel like, I am, and that's going to drive him to the service of Hashem. And initially we say, that's positive. That is a good driving force. And when a person's starting out, that's the force that's going to drive him to do mitzvot. So it's mitaher et atmeim. It purifies those that are impure. A person who's distant completely from the service of Hashem. So the first thing is he has to come and feel like, God, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to do mitzvot, and that's a level of haughtiness. Umetamet teorim shenitkarvu kvar l'Hashem yitbarach. But once a person is of those that is close to Hashem, so then this attitude in the service of Hashem disqualifies his actions. That lowers his actions. So just like the parah aduma has this quality, that it gives purity to those that are impure, and it gives impurity to those that are pure, so too this attitude and this internal haughtiness, when it comes to the performance of mitzvot, has this aspect that it will bring close those that are distant, and will distance those that are close. For those that are close are supposed to attain a higher level in the service of Hashem.
A person does feel very close to God, yet feels a lack of desire for a specific mitzvah. Couldn't that be a tool to help him perform the mitzvah?
I would think so. I would think that that's one of the aspects of shelo lishma ba lishma. That's what the Baal Shem Tov said, that in the initial performance of mitzvot, so then we need this drive, this feeling of, God, I'm going to do this for you. And to feel like we're really doing something worthwhile and we're, so to speak, doing God a favor. As we advance, we're supposed to attain a level where our actions are more pure, and we recognize that we're not doing God the favor, and to take away this internal haughtiness. It's haughtiness on a higher level, but it's still haughtiness that a person feels like he's doing God the favor in doing the performance of mitzvot. So in the initial performance, it's necessary, but as one advances, one should overcome this. One should move forward beyond this.
And I remember this teaching that you should make your will like God's will. And if you said this lack of desire to perform the mitzvah, can't that be a wonderful technique to get you to perform the mitzvah? I really don't want to do this. I'm going to be able to subjugate my will to perform God's will. Is that really haughtiness?
I think that it's definitely the level at which most people are holding, that we're doing God the favor, so to speak. When we don't want to do something and we push ourselves to do it, so if we've attained the level where we at least recognize that God is present in the world and that He wants us to perform the mitzvot, then that's an advancement for most of us. The Baal Shem Tov is stressing that we're supposed to advance beyond that. But undoubtedly, this is the level that most people aspire to. First, let's get there. This initial level, which would be the performance of mitzvot, stemming from the feeling that we're doing God the favor. I think that even though the Baal Shem Tov is stressing the importance of moving beyond that, most people haven't yet attained that level. So definitely that's a level to aspire to. The Baal Shem Tov himself is saying that's the starting point. שחס וחלילה מתערב בהם גבות יתואב לפני השם. But a person who's on a higher level, so for him, this attitude is something that brings him down and causes his service to be less in the eyes of Hashem. Meaning a person is supposed to attain a higher level where this itself is an imperfection. So there's we've gone halfway through, if you remind me. Next week we'll continue. It's very, very nice.
So that's halfway, it never gets easier.
Right. It always gets harder, but it always gets better.